In the name of Jesus, amen. When Jesus gathers people around himself, we have a name for that. It's called church. And where you find Jesus, you find him speaking his word and handing out gifts to those in need. That's what Jesus does. That's what he came to do. Gather people around himself to hear, to believe, to receive his word that brings forgiveness, life, and salvation. So that raises an interesting question. What kind of people does Jesus gather around himself in church? Well, my friends, we need to look no further than the reading that we just heard. The story of Zacchaeus, he answers that question for us. Zacchaeus was a tax collector, and no one, let's face it, likes tax collectors. Even those who tell you that they're just doing their job. And there's another little detail about Zacchaeus. He was a rich tax collector. And when those two words are used together, you know right away something doesn't smell quite right, right? Where there's smoke, there's fire, and where there's an abundance of money in the bank of a tax collector, well, someone's been adding a little bit to the bill and skimming off the top. Zacchaeus, as you could imagine, was not liked by his peers for being a tax collector, and he was despised for being a wealthy one. And there's no room among the religious for guys like Zacchaeus. And for whatever reason, Zacchaeus was seeking to see Jesus, to see who he was. And in an ironic turn of events, it actually is Jesus who seeks after Zacchaeus, spotting him up a sycamore tree. And our Lord, upon seeing him, says, "Hurry, come down." Our Lord calls Zacchaeus to himself, and he says, "Today I must come and stay at your house." Jesus was going to have church with Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus received Jesus joyfully and welcomed him into his house to have and share a meal with him around his table and listen to the words of Jesus. So what kind of people does Jesus gather around himself in church? Well, listen to the words of the grumbling crowd. Jesus was going into Zacchaeus' house to have table fellowship with a sinner. Look around you. Those who are sitting around you. Those who have come before us. Those that founded this church. We all have this in common with Zacchaeus. Jesus has been pleased to gather around himself sinners. Like most of the churches since the time of our Lord, Faith Lutheran Church was also started in a home. It pleased our Lord to gather around himself those living in San Clemente into the home of Mr. and Mrs. Shaw. And now for over 50 years, Christ has been gathering men and women and families here in this building called Faith Lutheran Church. And Jesus is still gathering sinners around himself to hear his word and to share a meal together. Zacchaeus sought out to find Jesus by climbing a tree. Yet Jesus is the one who ended up seeking out Zacchaeus and finding him because he was lost. And the problem with being lost is, by definition, you don't know where you are and you don't know your way home. A sheep is as good as dead when it's lost. A lost coin, well, it's a dead asset. and a prodigal son who has lost everything and has nothing, not even a bed to lay down at night, well, he's lost, unable to place his head in his own home and to come home to his family. But this is why our Lord Jesus came, to seek and to save those who are lost. And this is why he climbed up the tree of a wooden cross, to spill his blood for those who are born and find themselves lost. Our Lord seeks after and gathers to himself all who are lost, and he saves them, you and me, all those who have gone before us, and all those who will come after us. Those who are lost and found are those who were dead and now live. And this is why our Lord walked through Jericho and had church with Zacchaeus. This is also the reason it's pleased our Lord to gather you and me and all those before us in this building called Faith Lutheran Church, to gather the lost, the broken, the dying, real sinners unto himself, to deliver his word and gifts of life and salvation for you and to you. God has blessed this congregation beyond really any logical explanation. I mean, we're a landlocked little church buried within a maze of one-way streets, and yet our Lord continues to seek out and gather those who want to see Jesus and meet him and to hear what he has to say and receive what he has to give. I remember walking up this ramp leading to the sanctuary 8 years ago. My heart was pounding, having never sat foot or stepped into a Lutheran church before, let alone for a divine service. And honestly, I can say before you, I was a lost sinner in need of our Lord's forgiveness. And our dear Pastor Hodel met me at the door, and he joyfully welcomed me into this house, the Lord's house. And he preached Christ to me and to my family. And he fed us with the life-giving, sin-forgiving meal of our Lord's body and blood. My friends, like you, I was lost, and I came home. I was dead and received life. I was a sinner in need of a Savior, and I found my Savior here, actually saving sinners. And I've been here ever since. And I still come through these doors, a sinner seeking forgiveness, finding myself lost throughout the week, but finding my Lord, his word, and his saving gifts here without fail. God bless Faith Lutheran Church of Capistrano Beach and its pastors, and its people who have welcomed and received sinners unto its care, and where the lost have been found and the dead made alive in Christ. And may this place never cease to be a house where sinners are welcome and forgiven. May Faith Lutheran ever be committed to preach Christ and Him crucified, the power of God for salvation into sinful ears. And may we be a place, a community of sinners and saints who share the gospel of Christ to the lost and share the love of Christ with one another, both within these walls and outside. We were lost, and now we're found. And our Lord gathers us, and he cares for us. That's what our Lord does, and that's what we're about. May we never lose that word and may we never fail to hand it over to one another and to join with him around this table to receive what we desperately need, life in his name. In the name of Jesus, amen.